Welcome to the Living Your Best Life podcast, where we delve into the meaning of living your best life and provide practical insights on how to achieve that. Join me, Sam Wild, life coach, mentor, and guide, committed to helping you reach your full potential and living your best life. As you prepare to listen, take a moment to center yourself, take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and clear your mind. Let's begin.
All right. So this morning, we're going to be exploring, talking about creating transformation within the idea of pressing the reset button instead of the fuck it button, right? It's like when things don't go right, when things get to a point when they're feeling a bit stale, they're feeling a bit old, they're feeling a bit tiresome. Maybe we've been trying to achieve our goal for some time, or just the general day-to-day life has taken over and it feels a bit heavy. And I know exactly how that can feel. I get it. I totally understand. At the moment, we are nearly 4-month-old baby, Lenny, and our 6-year-old son, and there's lots of stuff going at home. We're selling the house, we're moving house, I'm growing the business, I'm running the business. We've got the day-to-day kind of admin of that. And just, there's a lot to do. There's a lot of tasks, a lot to do. A lot of it does involve huge amounts of thought. There's just a lot to do. And what can happen is that can create, certainly for me, a sense of, here we go again, right? And things can get old real quick. Things can feel stale real quick. And that's totally okay, right? I get it. That's part and parcel of life as it is right now. And when it comes to living our lives and having what we want and achieving our goals and uncovering that part of ourself that wants to be free and happy and liberated and excited and joyous about life, it's really helpful to take a moment to slow down and press the reset button. So I've got 3 things for you to go away and do that. Now, if you're listening now, right, or if you're listening on Patch Up or on a podcast, get a pen and a paper, because you're going to need it this morning. It's going to be something that you're going to want to use. And if not, and you can't do that, if you're driving or if you're walking out in the forest, which I know a lot of people do on these podcasts and on these videos, then come back and have a redo. So we're going to talk about 3 things, and these won't be things that are new to you, but they'll be new to you in the sense of we're going to be looking at them from a different perspective. See, the first one is goals. Now, most of us have a goal when we first set out on the journey, right? You get in your car, you put your destination into this sat nav and off you go, right? But the thing is with that is more often than not, when you start driving, things happen, right? There's traffic, there's roadworks, there's an accident, there's you burst a tire in your car, whatever it is that happens, generally speaking, when you're going a long way or you've got a long distance journey, something occurs, right? And it's the same with goals. It's not always straightforward. It's not like just straight journey, straight there. And we all know that, right? Otherwise, well, to be honest, I probably wouldn't have a job if that was the case. And this tribe probably wouldn't exist because there just wouldn't be any that kind of need for it in that way, right? So when it comes to your goals, what we tend to do is we treat a goal as just the beginning part. And it's like, okay, so I've set my goal, and now I know where I need to go. And that's fine. That's part of it, right? That's a necessary part of it. The thing we don't do is then revisit the goal along the way. Because when we don't revisit the goal along the way, things can change, right? So we might set off on a journey and end up miles across the country because of traffic. And then we have to think about, okay, so how else can I get to where I need to get to? Is where I'm getting to really where I want to get to? Because actually where I am right now is awesome. I really like this. I didn't even know this existed. And I want to stay here. So then the destination changes. And we've got to be open to that, because what we can do and what we can be very guilty of is have this concept of where we need to be. And then we kind of just funnel ourselves and we force ourselves into that funnel. And it's not actually really where we want to be. So just checking in with your goals and the vision that you have for your life regularly is a really helpful tool. Because like I said, if you don't, sometimes you can be out of alignment with the goal and sometimes you've just forgotten it. Life takes over. I get it, right? It's like I get up in the morning, happened this morning, 6:30, and the first thing that happens is I've got a baby on my pillow, and then I've got to get my son ready for school. And obviously, my wife's here as well. We're doing it as a team. Get my son ready for school, prepping for a talk. I've got my writing class later. I've got clients later. Then I've got, what else have I got? I've got so much stuff going on today. If I don't check in with what's important to me, that will get lost. That will get lost. My normal workout time is this time in the morning, right? I get up, sort the family out with my wife, and then I go and work out before I start my day or before I start my working day, right? That's really important to me. The issue is this morning I have this talk. It's not an issue, but the thing that stops me going to the gym is I have this talk and I've got to prep, right? I actually prepped it last night, but I've got to prep. So what can happen if I haven't checked in with my goal and the importance of that goal, which I'm going to come onto in a second, it could get out the window. But instead, what I've got is I've got my workout planned in later and I've got a clear idea of what I'm eating, drinking, and so on and so forth today, right? So I don't have to, when things get difficult or things get like, I get in the general rigmarole of life, I'm not going to forget. I've got it all planned out, job done. I don't have to think about it. And that's the thing for me. It's helpful and helpful maybe for you to think. So I don't have to think about it. It's just something that's done. So the other thing to remember with goals, definitely, is when we recheck in with goals, we can have a look at, okay, and this is something we don't do with goals, if ever. When I'm first speaking to a client and we're planning what it is that we're going to be creating together and the amount of time we've got and what they want to be different, what their goals are and how we're going to do that, one of the things they very rarely can say yes to is, have you considered how you were being and how you were feeling and what was going on with you when you set your goal? And most people are like, well, no, I just set my goal. It's important to me. It's like, well, it may have been important to you in that moment, but is it important to you in every moment? And more often than not, people are like, no, it's not. And if it's not important to you in every moment, then the chances are you've set your goal from like a reactive, toxic kind of place rather than a grounded, centered, relaxed space. So have a check in with that right now as you're listening. When you think about your goal, where was it set from? Was it set from, oh, I hate myself and I need to change this and I don't want this anymore? And it comes from a kind of reactive, intense, kind of more toxic place, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And if that's the case, slow down. Slow down and have a think about, okay, so I've got my goal. What is it that I really want? And that's the next piece. And this is what I want you guys to think about when it comes to a pen and paper. So when you think about what you want, why do you want that thing? Morning, Christina. Why do you want that thing? Okay, so I want to lose weight. Why? So I can feel better about myself. So that I feel really good about myself. So I'm excited about myself. So I don't feel like I'm lacking and I'm avoiding, I'm afraid anymore. Okay, why do you want that? Oh, because I just want to be free. I just want to know what it is to be free. I want to know what it is to be relaxed and happy in myself. Okay, why do you want that? Because it's just going to allow me to live life in such a more fun, loving, enjoyable way, right? So we want to dig deep. Why? And eventually what will happen is you'll get to your actual why. You'll get to your actual why. And when you do that, your goal is going to be so much easier to achieve and to create. And remind yourself of that regularly. So that's goals. That's the first thing I want you guys to think about. The second thing when it comes to pressing the reset button instead of the fuck it button is, what are you avoiding? Now, for those of you that follow me on Facebook, for those of you that don't, please feel free to. But for those of you that do, you would have seen some of this. But for those of you that don't, I'll fill you in. Last week, I had a retreat. And again, for those of you that don't know, I run retreats for my clients, for people that are going to benefit from slowing down. Like I said to you at the beginning of the live, slowing down to such an extent that they see through the stories of the mind and all of the objections they have about what it is that they want and what's really in the way of them having what they want. And then we slow down to such an extent that the body can be on board with that as well. So when they go back into their life, they're much more clear on who they need to be, what they need to do. And when things get kind of like intense or troubling, instead of them sabotaging themselves, they can stay grounded, they stay clear, and then they get what they want. And it's a level of work deeper than I would say most of us do, because it's on a retreat. And because there's space, there's time, it's restful, it's fun, it's enjoyable. So we want to look at, what are you avoiding? And you can write that down, right? What am I avoiding? So when it comes to your goal, you can think about time that you sabotage it, you can think about time that you avoid certain actions, whatever it is. Think about the last time that you were frustrated with yourself, that you hadn't shown up and done what you said you were going to do. Look at what it is that you're avoiding and why you're avoiding that, right? So and the reason I tell you about my retreat is because I'm going to share a story with you. And this is going to give you some context as to what I'm talking about. So my client, Ollie, it's funny because he's like 6.5 foot tall. I mean, I'm 5'8", right? So he's 6.5 foot tall, big guy, very powerful, CEO, 7 companies, doing really well for himself. Just a phenomenal human being. He's got such a huge heart. And he's one of those guys, or one of those humans, that is like 10 steps ahead of everybody else. He thinks so fast. And when I coach him, I have to share that with him, right? And some of our work has been around that, because it's like, Ollie, you're way ahead. I'm not with you. I don't know where you're at. And that's helped him understand that that's how his staff experience him. So that's been a really interesting kind of tool to get him slowed down. Good morning, Melina. So anyway, he came to me, and I've got permission to share this, by the way. He came to me, and one of the things that he wanted to change was the morning times with his family. Right. So our work so far, we've been working together for just over a year. Our work so far has been about having him transition from 5 days a week in his company to 2 days a week. And he's done that very successfully. I don't know how to run his companies. I don't know the ins and the outs of that sort of stuff. Although I have an understanding, I don't need to. We've been working on him and who he is and who he needs to be. So he came to me on the retreat, and he was like, Sam, I want to change what goes on in the mornings at home. It's so chaotic. The kids get upset, the wife gets stressed out, things get really kind of like intense and messy, and I don't know what to do. I feel like I've done everything, right? I've done everything. Even the suggestions that I make fall on deaf ears. No one actually sticks to it. And so now all I do is avoid it. I just avoid it. And so he came to me asking, can we explore how I change that? How do I change those morning times? All right. So his assumption was that he needs to change the situation. He needs to change the situation. And this is really common. And this is why, for me, coaching is most powerful. This is where coaching is most powerful and why it's so important when it comes to shifting something deep inside that aligns you with your goal so that it's easy to achieve your goal. It shouldn't be difficult to achieve a goal. It might be like, as in hard sometimes, but it shouldn't be difficult. It shouldn't be impossible, right? Not in my opinion. So his assumption was the situation is the problem and I need to come up with a solution. It's a very typical, I would say, without being sexist. Although, is it sexism when you're a man saying it? I don't know. You have to let me know. But there's this kind of really typical male fix it mentality, which I'm sure most of you in here will kind of get what I'm saying. It's like men like to fix. We like to get things sorted and move on, but we miss the good stuff, right? So anyway, I said to him, I don't think that. In a roundabout kind of way, I said it more direct than this, but I said, the problem isn't the situation, the problem is you. And I said, in my experience, this will also be showing up in your business, and it will be showing up in your bank account, and it will be showing up in your relationships with your directors as well, because he's got a board of directors. And he's like, oh, how so? So what I shared with him, and this is what I want you guys to consider for yourselves, what he was actually avoiding was his own experience. So it wasn't that things were chaotic. It was his reaction to things being chaotic. So when things kicked off at home, his solution was, I don't know how to handle this chaos and I don't want it. I don't like it. I've tried everything. Screw this. Screw you guys. You can't do what I'm telling you to do. I'm out. That was his reaction. So when we slowed down, we looked at what is it that you're avoiding? And what he's avoiding is that intensity in his gut. He's avoiding the frustration of the family not doing what he's telling them to do, which he knows is going to make things better. So what he's doing is going in almost with his dictator, this loving dictator mindset of this is how it needs to be, but it's not happening. Instead, the alternative that we explored was be present, slow down, be present. Are you willing to feel all of that feeling and still stay grounded and present with your family? Are you willing to lead in that way? And then when we explored that, he started to see a whole new world of possibility for himself, a whole new world of possibility for himself, including when he's with his team of directors or his board of directors. Because instead of him getting frustrated and removing himself, He's staying in the game. He's staying present and he's staying grounded. He's going to see more clearly, think more clearly, and he's going to get to where he wants to get to a hell of a lot quicker. So his homework, instead of avoiding his own experience, is to slow down and be present with it. And my question to him was, and we're having a conversation later today, actually, at about 12:30, I think, my question to him was, what solutions and what questions are you going to have when you are willing to do that? So instead of trying to fix it up front because it's a problem, what if you're the problem? What if your reaction and your reaction to your reaction is the problem? And I can guarantee what will happen. I guarantee what will happen is that his family will slow down. He will slow down. The kids will slow down. Everyone will be more present together. And they will have an experience of what it is to be led by somebody who is grounded. And it's the same for all of us individuals. Having an understanding of what we're really avoiding, and you may need some support with this, and that's absolutely fine. Feel free to put it in the comments. Having an understanding of what it is that we're avoiding is literally the key that opens the door that we've been looking for, the solution. The issue is we don't even know that door exists for the most part because we're too busy looking out saying, this is the problem. Work is the problem. My time is the problem. My lack of motivation is the problem. Like whatever that excuse is that you have, that is not the problem. It's helpful to see that because then you can look at, okay, so if that's not the problem, where is the problem inside of me? How am I relating to my motivation? How am I relating and creating the amount of time that I have? That's our problem. It's a you problem, not an out there problem. And like I said, that for me is where coaching really comes into its own because it gives you back power and responsibility. So I wanted to share that with you. If there are any questions, let me know. And the last thing is habits. And I see habits differently. I don't think habits are a bad thing. I think habits are always a good thing. And I don't think there's any such thing as a bad habit. I think they're just habits. I don't think there's any such thing as a good habit or a bad habit. I think they're just habits. And yeah, sure, there are habits that serve us and there are habits that don't serve us. But ultimately, habits are all a good thing. They're there to help you. The habit is there to serve you. It's there to help you. Simple as that. Even the ones that you think are bad and that are destructive, they're trying to help you. That habit is there. Your mind and your body has cleverly created and your conditioning has cleverly created this habit to help you. The problem we have is that we try and break the habit. We try and break the habit and stop the habit, right? So imagine you've got this child and it's upset. This little girl, she's upset. And when she's crying, you give her a teddy just to calm her down. She's got this teddy. She's cuddling it, squeezing it, loving it. It feels warm. It feels comforting. She slows down. She starts getting less upset. She relaxes. And then you start seeing, oh, this teddy is not really serving her anymore. I need to get rid of it. So then what you do is you take the teddy away and you throw it. What do you think happens to the child? Ah! No, this hurts my teddy, and it's painful and it's sad and it's emotional. That's, for me, that's what we do when we break a habit. And there are some times where that's the right thing to do. Totally get it. Makes sense, right? It's like cold turkey. The problem is, in my experience, is when you go cold turkey, that need for the habit just shifts to somewhere else. And that's good because then we can redirect or we can recreate or create new habit that will serve us a bit more. But just bear in mind that there's no such thing as a bad habit, because when we start judging our habits and it's judging ourselves for having them and it gets heavy, that makes the habit even worse. It's like it makes it even worse. And when you can't have something, what happens? You want it more. Right? So first thing I want to share with you guys, when it comes to your habits, just go easy on yourself. Don't let yourself off the hook. I'm not saying, oh, just go nuts. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is go easier on yourself. Like, you don't need to tear that teddy away. What we can do is introduce something else that does serve you until it doesn't make sense to hold on to that teddy anymore. And we've all got that, right? I had this blanket when I was a kid. And I used to love, I used to love running the backs of my hands and my arms over it, because it was always cold on the outside and it felt really comforting. I love that little blanket. I can even remember it had these little planes on it, had clouds on it, had sheep on it, had like these little apple thing, like apples on it next to the tree. It had all this cool stuff on it. And I still remember it now. It got really threadbare in the end. And I had that for years, probably until I was about 9, 10 years old. And then what started to happen was I started to transition over to other things, right? To other things like, I don't know, sports and football and things that gave what I felt gave me joy. But ultimately, what we want to think about is a habit is there to help you. It's just some of them aren't serving you. So use habits. Use habits to serve you. But just think about, if this habit isn't serving what it is that you want, what is it that you can put in its place that is going to give you what you need and still serve you? I'm not saying for a second that this is going to feel easy. It's not. It's not necessarily going to feel easy at all. Like my client, his habit was to avoid. His habit was to go and sit in his office and hide and avoid and feeling more comfortable, but that's not serving him. So his new habit, knowing that he can go and do that anytime he wants, it's not wrong, but his new habit is to stop, stay present to ground and be with his family instead, because that's going to serve him, it's going to serve his family, it's going to serve his life, it's going to serve his business well, ultimately, which is the whole point, because that is what serves his family. And remember, you know, the habit itself, they're almost impossible to break, because in the brain, we're wired. The brain is wired into a particular habit. There's a pathway, a neurological pathway in the brain. And when an emotion or an experience occurs, the habit, the trigger will occur, and we'll want to do and be and have that habit and experience that habit. So just going cold turkey is going to feel, it's possible, and it is going to, sometimes it is necessary, especially when things are like getting to the point where it's like, this is dangerous now. But remember that that's still going to exist. Just because that feeling and that experience and that kind of neurological pathway, so to speak, still exists, you need to know that, because otherwise you'd be like, oh, the habit's still there, so I have to do it. It's like, no, the experience of wanting the habit can still stay there, but it doesn't mean to say you have to continue down that path of behavior. And what you want to think about is, or what I help my clients think about is, okay, what is a habit that will serve you more, that gives you what you need? So the habit is calming me down, it's giving me peace, it's just helping me relax, it's helping me switch off. You know, I'm bored, so I'm going to do this. And the cool thing about that is we get to see, what is it in this habit? What is it giving me? And often that's a sign of something else. More often than not, a habit is a reflection of our boredom and our stuckness. And that's often a reflection of, I'm holding back in my life, I'm playing small, I'm not speaking up, and I don't have 2 feet in and I'm living my life fully. That's my experience. When I coach people now, that is almost always where we end up. I'm playing small, I'm holding back, and I'm living a life that isn't as playful, as fun, as big, as exciting, and where I want it to be. And all of these other things, even the goals, the things you're avoiding, the habits, they can all be a reflection of that. They can all be a reflection of that. If we're not really living a life, or living life the way that we want to be living it, we're holding back, we're playing small. I know there's at least 2 of you in here that feel exactly that same way. I've seen your names this morning. So that's it from me. I want you just to slow down and consider the 3 points and use them.
Thank you for joining me on the Living Your Best Life podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action towards your goals and your dreams. To learn more about how I can support you on your journey, please visit my website at www.samwildcoaching.com. And that's wild with an E. To connect with me directly, you can get in touch with me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you in the next one.